At the time, the home belonged to a woman Bruce was dating. The children were daughters of the woman's friend.
This part, dust on my boots and my hat pulled low. Got my trusty rifle and I'm ready to go. Hunting the game as the sun hits the sky in the heart of the 701. I feel so alive. Guns and the 701. That's how we roll. Faith in the good Lord. That's how we hope. The light of the legacy that runs through our veins. So strong, it's a grand legacy. Rivers run deep as we cast out our lines. Fish in the waters where the North Star shines. Got the warmth of the sun with the chill of the night. With every shot fired, we're ready to fight for the freedom we cherish. The second is true. With family beside us, we stand through and through. Guns in the 701. That's how. That they will, we stick to our values, our fate is revealed, with the word as our guide, we tread on the earth, a community built from the love, not the curse, raising our voices, singing loud through the night, for God and our freedom, we'll continue the fight. Let the rifles ring out, let the spirits align. In North Dakota's embrace, our soul.
Just think about the universal marketing formula. The number of consumers who hear your message times the response rate equals the results. Now let's get those results growing for you. Think podcasting can help your business? Think iHeart. Streaming, radio, and podcasting. Let us show you at iHeartAdvertising.com. That's iHeartAdvertising.com. Or call 844-844-IHEART. One more time, call 844-844-IHEART and get podcasting working for you.
Across the U.S., there's a shortage of more than 400,000 skilled trade workers in HVAC, electrical, construction, and more. Now's a great time to take that first step towards a career in the trades. It's a path that offers stability, growth, and purpose to build something real that lasts. The Lowe's Foundation works alongside a network of partners that help people learn more about careers in the skilled trades. Build your future today. Visit lowesfoundation.org to learn more about careers in the skilled trades and explore our partner network. Workforce estimates are based on a January 2025 report from the Associated Builders and Contractors.
Everyone deserves to be connected. That's why T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular are joining forces. Switch to T-Mobile and save up to 20% versus Verizon by getting built-in benefits they leave out. Check the math at T-Mobile.com/switch. And now, T-Mobile is in U.S. Cellular stores.
Savings versus comparable Verizon plans plus the cost of optional benefits. Plan features and taxes and fees vary. Savings with 3+ lines include third line free via monthly bill credits. Credits stop if you cancel any lines. Qualifying credit required.
We see kindness every day in our communities. Early Giving for Giving Hearts Day helps keep that going. Early Giving is now open. It's your opportunity to support local charities before Giving Hearts Day even begins. Your generosity helps organizations prepare, grow, and reach more people when it matters most. Because kindness isn't just a moment, it's something we build together. Learn more and give early at givingheartsday.org.
You make it through airport security so fast, the agents ask for your autograph.
We love you!
And you have so many airline loyalty points, they named a boarding group after you.
Now boarding Group Bethany.
When it comes to travel, you're a winner. That's why you joined National Car Rentals Emerald Club, where you can skip the counter, choose any vehicle on the Emerald Isle, and go. Because travel isn't a competition, except that it is. And with National, you're winning.
Tired of toggling between smart home apps? Finally, all your smart products can be controlled from one. HubSpace, the Home Depot smart home platform, lets you control over 200 smart devices. Change your lights' brightness and color, schedule your sprinklers, lock your doors, adjust your thermostat. Do all that and more, whether you're home or away, since it's Wi-Fi and Bluetooth enabled. A smart home solution for a whole home connection. HubSpace, a smarter home in seconds. Full features require Wi-Fi connection. Products must be in range for Bluetooth connection.
Life doesn't pause when you need support, and healing shouldn't have to wait. At ShareHouse, outpatient recovery meets you right where you are, at work, at home, on your schedule, with in-person and telehealth options available. From addiction recovery and relapse prevention to anxiety and depression, we're here to help you move forward. You don't have to check in to check on yourself, and you don't have to change your life to start changing your life. ShareHouse Outpatient Recovery. Healing starts right where you are.
En Charming escuchamos que no deberías hablar sobre ir al baño en público, entonces decidimos cantar sobre ello.
Con Charming Ultra Soft puedes cortar, tartar tan fácil. Con el ritmo de corazón usará menos papel, cortará más fácil, y tan suave sin romper.
Smooth tear, suave, smooth tear.
Con Charming Ultra Soft puedes cortar, tartar.
Charming Ultra Soft Smooth Tear tiene la misma suavidad de siempre, ahora con un corte ondulado que se corta mejor. Disfruta ir con Charming.
From lunchboxes and break rooms to porch swings and movie nights, there's never a bad time to share Lay's classic potato chips. Made with real potatoes, oil, and salt. That signature light texture and crispy crunch tastes better together. Best shared with friends, family, or your favorite coworkers. Whatever makes you happy. Lay's, America's favorite chip since 1938. Tap the banner to buy now and spread the joy with Lay's.
KPR 550, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, and Guns in the 701. Clay, how are you?
Doing well. I got to give a shout out. The guy just said good morning. Good morning, Corey. I see your message. Thanks for tuning in. There we go. Online, see?
Fantastic. We got one more listener. It's good to know. Now we have two.
Yeah.
Well, actually, three counting us, I guess. But yeah. Four, five, whatever.
The numbers on my online stuff looking pretty good today. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, fantastic. All right. Good to know. A nation of armed citizens as we pass the 500 million mark.
Isn't that something? Half a billion guns. That's the way I like to perceive it.
Well, yeah.
Half a billion guns in the United States. And, you know, actually, it's about 506 is what they got estimated. But, hey, I think them are still rookie numbers. Let's keep pumping them up here in 2026.
Rookie.
I don't quite have half of them. No, just kidding.
I was going to say, did they accurate? It's like a citizen count. I mean, did you really get them all counted?
Yeah, you know, everyone says, how do they get them numbers? You know, we don't really have registration. Most people, if they're a firearms owner, they don't tell you how many they have. They'll give you a number of between this and this, but I have no clue. That's usually the answer. And they'll say, it's none of your business. So,
well, that's the other funny thing about the idea of them ever coming for your guns. If you hand them a few and send them on their way, give them a few that you don't really want, send them on their way. Do you know for a fact you're getting all of somebody's guns? Of course not.
Yeah, absolutely don't. But I'd give them my freedom seed first out of that freedom rod.
Yeah, I'm not saying I support it. I'm just saying, hypothetically, if it were to happen where insert candidate here is going door to door,
yeah,
looking for the guns. Fine, give them a couple of guns you don't like, and you don't have to tell them you still have more.
It's kind of like the quote buyback programs that really can't. They aren't buybacks. The government never owned them anyway. But they always say this, and I know people have actually taken really old, rusty junk that really was worth nothing and went and got the dollars. And he went and bought a brand new gun.
See?
Anyway.
So sometimes the government helps us out when they don't realize they're helping us out.
Yeah,
but
you
that's
know, just promoting the Second Amendment industry. Absolutely.
Well, exactly.
But yeah, what they did was, I don't know if anyone knows, you have to go through the NICS. Anyone who buy it, you know, has a firearm, they understand you got to do the 4473 if you buy from a dealer. So they take those records. All comes from the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco and Firearms. And they did this from 1990. They went 1990 to 2023 to get this data. 32 million AR-style rifles, type rifles, which we call modern sporting rifles because that's what they are. They entered circulation in that time. So you got to remember what happened in 1992. We had the assault weapons ban. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
That's in this period. And if you look, I went farther and went and looked at that. It was amazing. Even though you couldn't really access things that way, especially importing them, there still was an increase in those types of firearms through that 10-year period, which, guess what? It did not. It didn't do anything. It did not decrease the sale, the ownership of any of that, whether it be 10 plus round mags, ARs themselves. It still increased, but then it really increased when it expired, and then we saw the 2020 China virus scam come, and then it really shot up because everybody said, "Yeah, I'm going to have one." Anyway, that's what I think is really interesting. The production overall between 2022 and 2023 fell of these rifles, those particular 2 years, by 46%. Isn't that interesting? It was on the rise and then had a dip. But the ownership, again, continued to rise. So, you know, I kind of look at that going, I don't think that they're going to be going anywhere very soon. People like them. They're fun to shoot. They're fun to build. Well, here's what I really love. 2023, they singled that out. 13,574,653 firearms were made available to the U.S. market, and that includes imports. Now, imports are very important because there's a ton of firearms that are made out of the United States. It's kind of funny, ain't it, Todd? Most of these countries don't like the Second Amendment. They actually have laws that are pretty strict, but yet they'll allow companies to build and sell them right here in the United States. guess they're capitalists too, without being
capitalists. Well, capitalist. Money talks, right?
Right, right. And so handguns, they were the majority. Handguns are still very popular. By the way, the 22 rimfire rifle is still, and when you go look at stats, still the most popular caliber bought today. Just so everybody knows, that is still one of the most popular calibers, and it crosses both rifle and handgun. I mean, it's just so fun to shoot and easy, so that's probably why. We all probably started out with one of them. Domestic firearm production for the year totaled $8,466,729, which was a 15.4% decline from 2023 to 2022, or from 2022 to 2023. So, again, ownership went up, but it was mostly because of the imports coming into the country. And you take companies like Legacy Firearms, they import a lot of stuff, and there's good firearms there. You got Glock, they come from Austria. So, I mean, there are firearms coming in that are used extensively within the United States. What I really love about this is it has set pretty much a new baseline from the pre-2020 normal, I guess you'd call it. And I'm happy to see this. These numbers are pretty clear, aren't they? Even though there's an annual production decline, there's actually a civilian ownership of firearms is on the increase across the board. And I like how the author of this one said, it reinforces the reality that privately owned guns remain deeply embedded in the American society and culture, and they do. And remember, you can still build your own. I mean, you can build an AR-15 pretty simple. You have your private transfers. So there's a lot of numbers. I bet this number is even bigger because there's a lot of them never see the NICS background check system because they legally don't have to. So I guess my message to everybody, good deal. Pump them numbers up and enjoy your Second Amendment freedoms.
There, while you still have them. 825 and K-Fire, Clay Peterson, Guns in the 701. Meanwhile, in the Trump attempted 51st state, they had a buyback program, but oops, ain't going like it planned.
Well, it's not the first time Canada's tried this. I mean, the registration leads to confiscation. They've proven that time and time again. They started with registering guns up there and said, oh, don't worry, we just want to know where they're at. And they said, oh, sorry, you can't have these. Well, then last year they said, we're adding another 179 makes and models of firearms, which I remember last year we did something on your show here on this segment talking about that. And some of the common semi-automatic rifles that were added to that was really insane. They truly are automatic or semi-automatic firearms that were used in hunting because that's what they like to portray up there. Remember, Canada don't have a Second Amendment. But this time, they actually were after the assault-style firearms list. And as of July, the government had been able to collect less than 13,000 of the hundreds of thousands of those that had been banned in the past several years in Canada. So Canadians are saying, you know what? We're done. We're just not going to comply.
Speeding's illegal, too. Good luck at getting all of us.
I was going to say, I you know my position on that. I really don't care about a speed limit. Never have, never will, and I ignore it. So, go ahead, pull me over, give me a ticket.
Thank well, good. I'm always glad away. There's one of you because I'm not going to sit here and say I'm always at or under the speed limit, but, you know, I'll be reasonable. I mean, there was that time I got to the Twin Cities in less than 5 hours, but I'll never repeat that.
You know, the car drives really good at 80. Really good. Anyway, it just does.
Well, my
and now that's legal on the interstate.
So my Mercedes convertible is meant for the German Autobahn, so Lord knows how fast you could drive that one and be perfectly stable.
Well, we just purchased not too long ago a Passat diesel, so yeah, that thing cruises right along. It's kind of fun to drive. It gets 41 miles a gallon, even better.
Oh, than man. Which is a good thing because diesel at the pump's just a little bit more, but
it is, but I get way better mileage than the gas ones I have.
That's just it. If it offsets, then...
Well, if you got an electric, you wouldn't have to get gas at all.
Yeah. I have to throw this in. The pilot program that the Canadian government set up to get things going, it had a whole 25 firearms that were turned in on a test run. And which doesn't, and they doubled down and basically said, oh, the officials said, wait a second, the pilot program just needs to be clarified and have more instructions and that's necessary to facilitate this participation. How come when we don't participate as Canadians, United States citizens, and we don't participate in the government's grand plan that they think is so great, it's our problem. We don't understand it. We just didn't get the message out. No. But we got the message, and we basically give you a big old bird.
I was going to say.
That's simple.
Sometimes the message is simply not going to be followed. It's like, that's cute, but you know what? No. Good luck.
Canadians, we're glad to see you saying, nope, we're not going to do this. Nope, we're not going to comply. Good for you guys. You just someday might actually wake up to the rest of it. So,
well, and as much as we collectively in the media bash Canada, let's face it, the Western vast majority of Canada is quite reasonable, apart from maybe Vancouver. But
yeah, we don't. If we was to do something up there, we don't want the whole country. There's only one province we need.
Well, I mean, we can take Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. And we can take part of British Columbia and rename it American Columbia.
Oh my goodness, you would flip out the room so hard.
You thought the Gulf of America got people mad. Wait till American Columbia gets designated.
Oh my goodness, that'd be funny. That would be funny. Hey, Kelly Chase says, we're not giving up anything. Amen. Absolutely. We're not going to do it here.
Hey, let's pretend for a second somehow somebody managed to get rid of every metal gun. You have any idea how many 3D printers are out there? Good luck stopping all that.
Yeah, and you can, it's not hard to get, what do you want to say, programs or the coding to print them. And it's not illegal. Some states it is, but it's not illegal to make your own gun. It just isn't.
There's always going to be one state that it's going to be illegal. So you just put all the 3D printers in that state and print away.
Yeah, I mean, come north, South Dakota, Wyoming, this area, pretty much in general, you're going to probably be pretty safe.
Yeah,
just
I mean, I'm not.
That's the thing.
I'm not saying break the law. I'm just saying follow the law. And that's the law.
It is.
So there. Well, Clay's talking about breaking the law because we already heard about his
K-Fire 550.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will take you into the weekend with the absolute latest on Minneapolis after Tom Homan's big address. What sort of impact do we have there as the fallout of additional videos of the supposed heroic nurse cast aspersions potentially up on that narrative in a big way. Plus, what is going to happen with what's going on in Iran? We'll break all that down for you and more. It'll be the Friday edition, Clay and Buck.
This morning at 11 on K-Fire.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Colder this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. The high just 6 above. Under clear skies tonight. The low down to 1 below 0. Breezy with a little snow and freezing drizzle at times on Saturday. A coating to an inch of accumulation. Not nearly as cold. The high jumping up to 34. Breezy Sunday. Otherwise, low clouds linger with the high of 35. Cloudy, colder Monday with the high 31. And mostly cloudy Tuesday with the high 32. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now, it's 1 below.
It's Mitchell in the Morning, K-Fire 550.
Coming up on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, presented by Proceed, North Dakota State University, now accepting applications for their Ag Tech Hackathon coming up in February. And dairy producers heading into 2026 with a major trend reshaping both milk market and the beef supply chain. Details next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report presented by Proceed.
Gracias por comprar en IKEA. Acá tienes el recibo con descuento especial.
¡Ay, pero qué lindo! Manuel, ¿viste el descuento? ¡Hay que invitarlo a algo!
Sí, sí, listo. Esta noche, asado en casa. Pero el descuento es para todos.
No, nada de no. Esta es la dirección. Nos vemos allá a las 8.
El evento de armarios de IKEA. Miembros de IKEA Family e IKEA Business Network. Ahorren 15% al gastar $500 en armarios, packs y ordal hasta el 23 de febrero.
IKEA, sueños sin medida.
Solo en Estados Unidos, hasta agotar existencias. La selección puede variar. Incluye complement. Consulta tu tienda IKEA local y ikea.us/evento-de-armarios para detalles. Aplican restricciones.
Giving Hearts Day is about giving more than just dollars. One way to give back is by donating to a goods drive. Local charities are in need of food and everyday items to help those in our community. You can find a drop-off location on the goods drive map at givingheartsday.org. It's an easy way to give that really makes a difference. Find a goods drive near you and share your kindness. That's givingheartsday.org.
K-Fire.
Welcome back to the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report presented by ProSeed. And a cold start to the day today with a burst of cold air in the Dakotas clashing with warmer air in Montana. That's creating a burst of snow showers at some parts of the northern plains. We here in North Dakota could see some snow on Saturday with another clipper moving through this weekend, flushing out the cold, bringing in some warmer air that should stick around most of next week. Dairy producers heading into 2026 with a major trend still reshaping both the milk market and the beef supply chain. It's a rapid rise of beef on dairy crossbreeding. What started as a small experiment a decade ago is now mainstream, and it's driven by better reproductive technology and tighter control over genetics. The approach lets dairies limit the number of replacement heifers while producing a higher value calf without expanding its herd size. Performance gains are a big factor, with beef on dairy calves now showing stronger weaning weights, better feed efficiency, and improved health. In the feedlot, they deliver well-marbled carcasses, quality for premium programs, and fewer days needed on feed. Adoption continues to rise, with most U.S. dairies now using beef genetics. These crossbred calves bring premiums that help offset milk price pressure. Even as the national herd grows, the replacement numbers fall, with beef prices strong and softer milk prices expected early in the year. Dairies' role in the beef sector will only deepen in 2026. North Dakota State University is now accepting applications for its 2026 Ag Tech Hackathon. It's coming up February 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Peltier Complex in Fargo. It's a multi-day event focused on data-driven problem-solving in agriculture and brings together graduate students, postdocs, and research staff from a wide variety of disciplines, hosted by NDSU with support from Bayer Crop Science and the National Science Foundation Ag Tech Engine. The hackathon challenges teams to analyze real agriculture data sets and develop practical solutions for modern farming. Participants also learn to present their findings to judges from academia, industry, and the end user groups. Organizers say the event encourages collaboration, creativity, and hands-on learning with no prior hackathon experience required. The program aims to prepare future professionals to use data and technology to strengthen agricultural systems. Details and applications are available at ndsu.ag. Today is the final day of the KMOT Ag Expo in Minot. Events go on today until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And a reminder, the Agri International, the KFYR Radio Agri International, back to the Bismarck Event Center February 10th and 11th. You can find more information at kfyr.iheart.com. And that is the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report presented by ProSeed. I'm Shannon Dean.
K-Fire, your ag authority.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame Sun.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Shop up to 40% off site-wide, plus an extra 10% off every order and a free professional measure happening right now at Blinds.com.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Fire. 550.
Some people only hear what they want to hear.
In the know, 24 hours a day.
We only deal in what you need to hear.
These days, you need to keep an open mind.
Maybe I need to know.
The legendary voice of the Northern Plains. K-Fire. 550, 99.7, and iHeartRadio.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump upstaging his own announcement, posting he's nominating the former Morgan Stanley banker he passed by 10 years ago to replace Jerome Powell as Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh.
Kevin Warsh is somebody that the president has known for several years. He served in a economic advisory capacity during his first term. He's now been nominated by the president to succeed Jerome Powell when his term ends in May. We all know the back and forth there, some of the frustration the president has had with Powell when it comes to interest rates.
But at midnight, the federal government is plunged into partial shutdown again. Senate Democrats demand an ICE code of conduct. It'll take a few days to get the House back to change funding packages. Former cable news anchor Don Lemon arrested in L.A. by FBI and HSI over filming with anti-ICE protesters during their outburst in a St. Paul church 2 weeks ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the 48th annual K-Fire Agra International Expo, February 10th and 11th at the Bismarck Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services, along with free seminars each day. Register for thousands of dollars in prizes, view the farm toy show, or have a cold one in the beer garden. It's all happening at the 48th annual K-Fire Agra International Expo, February 10th and 11th at the Bismarck Event Center. Sponsored by Pucklett Chevrolet, Custom Grain and Seed, and your local Touchstone Energy Cooperatives.
Soup season's here. Chili and Nephilim daily at Scotty's.
This Saturday, Fort Pierre Livestock looking for 2,000 high-quality bred cow and heifer. This sale includes over 1,300 first-calf heifer and coming threes. Sell a big run of whips at 7 in the morning. Get on the bread kettle. 1 o'clock Central, 12 noon Mountain Time. In the breads, Pazor, dispersion of coming threes. There'll be 186 head of black and black baldy cows. There's 100 head of the black cows calving the 20th of April for 20 days. 86 head of black baldy cows that are calving the 1st of April for 40 days. All bred Angus, tremendous dispersion of cows. In the bread heifers, they'll be all sorted into short calving intervals. Gabler with 107 Angus heifers, bred Angus, calf March 1. McFarland with 200 Angus heifers, their AI'd Angus, start calving March 1. Freemark with 190 Angus and Black Baldy heifers, their AI'd Hereford. Foose Angus Ranch with 40 Angus heifers. Reed with 100 head of black heifers. Johnson with 100 black heifers. Kissick with 50 head of home-raised Angus heifers. Simmons, 30 home-raised Angus heifer. Miller with 120 Angus heifers. Hiles with 45 head of black heifer. Vanneman 30 head of black and baldy heifer. Scott with 30 head of black heifer. Fettig with 53 first cross black baldy heifer. Zimmerman 50 head of home raised Angus heifer. They're AI'd Angus. Get into these cows. Kathy, age dispersion of 6 and up. 40 home raised black cows from 6 to 8. West, age dispersion 200 black and baldy solid to broken. Plus another 2 to 300 young solid and broken mouth cows. Again, this Saturday, 2,000 high quality bred cattle. This sale includes over 1,300 first calf heifer and coming threes. Way ups at 7, bred cattle 1 o'clock. Central, 12 noon Mountain Time, this Saturday, Fort Pierre Livestock.
I'm Dr. Steve Nagel. I own and operate 180 Health Solutions, your health restoration clinic.
My name is Cindy Heyer, and I'm a Bismarck, North Dakota resident. I had been dieting on and off for over 20 plus years, and I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I made an appointment, came in, got the testing done, found out I had Hashimoto's. With the Hashimoto's, it was an autoimmune disease, and I just knew that from the research that it was hard to lose weight. I wanted it to be the last thing I ever did for my health. And so I just made a commitment that I was going to really just run with it and just trust the process, no matter how hard it was, because it wasn't easy, but it was the best thing I ever did. And I will tell anybody all day long that I owe 180 my life.
I'm Dr. Steve Nagel from 180 Health Solutions. We test, we don't guess.
Don't miss the lot model closeouts at Lichty Homes, just in time for spring sets. If you've been dreaming about a new modular or manufactured home, now's the time to make it happen. Stop in and talk to the sales teams in Bismarck, Jamestown, and Minot. They'll help you find the perfect home at an incredible value. Lot model closeouts. With big savings and big possibilities at Lichty Homes, lichtyhomes.com.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives understand that agriculture is the cornerstone of our communities. With Touchstone Energy's sponsorship of the Living Ag Classroom, over 2,000 students from the area will take part in demonstrations that explain the farm-to-fork process. With this sponsorship and others, Touchstone Energy supports our members and our communities. We're happy to serve you, and we're here to stay. Brought to you by Moore Grand Sioux, Rough Rider Electric, Kem and Capital Electric, Your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives.
The 21 Angus Ranch Top Cut Bull Sale is Saturday, January 31st, 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the ranch east of New England, North Dakota. Selling 200 Top Cut Bulls from sires like Ellingson Badlands, Musgrave Stunner, Sitz Dignity, and KG Justified. And many of them are suitable for heifers. All bulls are Angus GS tested, solidifying accuracy and identity to 21 Angus genetics. Join the Wolf family on Saturday, January 31st at the ranch for the 32nd annual 21 Angus Top Cut Bull Sale.
This report is sponsored by King's Hawaiian Sliders. Nothing brings friends and family together on game day like delicious King's Hawaiian Sliders. Bring them to the big game table and be the real MVP. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your local store. Football and King's Irresistible Hawaiian Sliders. There's nothing like it.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Colder this afternoon with plenty of sunshine. The high just 6 above. Under clear skies tonight. The low down to 1 below 0. Breezy with a little snow and freezing drizzle at times on Saturday. A coating to an inch of accumulation. Not nearly as cold. The high jumping up to 34. Breezy Sunday. Otherwise, low clouds linger with the high of 35. Cloudy, colder Monday with the high 31. And mostly cloudy Tuesday with the high 32. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
843-0 in Bismarck. Dakota Mornings with Michael Bell is on the way after 9 o'clock. The Odermans will be on. Senator Kevin Cramer and more. Meanwhile, Clay's here, guns in the 701. In case you wonder, what do they talk about during the commercial break?
Oh, my goodness.
The Le Car.
Crazy things like that, yeah.
The last thing I was going to think of today was the Le Car. Boy, were those ever tiny old.
Well, we could change this subject. I comment just come in there like, yes, they arrested Don Lemon. I said, yes, they did.
Yes, I know. I had that on about an hour ago. It's like, good, good. Yeah, and that that's hits a sensitive spot for me because it's just a few blocks from where my mother lives, so I'm a little touchy when it comes to that particular episode.
Well, let's face it. There's actually, I should have looked it up when I wasn't going to talk about that today, but there is a federal law that actually you are breaking when you go in and do what they did in a religious service like that. So good. He deserved it. And from what I understand, it was they arrested him somewhere outside of the Grammys, so that's even funnier yet.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a crowd that's going to be really sympathetic.
Just another anti-gunner gets arrested. Well, not a bad thing. So,
there you go. Guns of the 701, Clay comes on with me on Fridays about 8:15 here on KFIRE 550. Huge news from NRA's EVP Hamlet about friends of NRA dinners and dollars raised and where they go. What's going on?
Yeah, that was what I did for several years in the Dakotas as the field rep, and that was one of my job duties to do was to execute the Friends of NRA events and make sure they ran good and get them going. And so the EVP, who Hamlin actually replaced William LaPierre, he's the executive vice president. Well, and we talked about the lawsuit, right? NRA is suing the NRA Foundation here a few weeks ago. Well, it hasn't gotten any better. Everybody's wondering what's going to happen. And now that when I knew this, because I talked to one of the reps, they laid off half the reps, the field reps, a few weeks ago. And so far, they're still laid off. They didn't fire them, but they did lay them off because the NRA Foundation has decided they're not sending any money to NRA, which is crazy because the NRA actually formed the foundation. So now they're in this big battle, and of course, we know how this is going. Some egos are probably getting in the way, and now we have a fight. All the money now that comes from Friends of NRA Dinner, so that'd be like the local one that'll be taking place here at October in Mandan or a local one anywhere. That money's now going to be dropped. It's still going to go 50% to your state. That's how it was formed. That's how it has always been that you can use for grants. The other 50% was always supposed to be kicked up to NRA headquarters. And I couldn't even get really a clear answer every time I'd ask this question. And we're talking, I've been, retired for 10 years from there. And we had problems with that when I was a volunteer getting a straight and clear answer. Well, we know now that that they're not using that money how they should have been, and they're going to be dropping this money now into a different 501c3 affiliate at the NRA and cutting NRA Foundation off. This will be problematic for them. They're not going to have a revenue source.
Uh-oh.
So, I mean, that's what it doesn't say that in this article, but I know how that structure works. That was their revenue source. And with any foundation, there's expenses, and you're allowed to use a certain portion of those monies collected in your, you know, in your fundraising things that for that kind of overhead. Well, now they're not even going to have that. All the money is going to be dropped into different 501c3 affiliates. And I don't blame them. You can't have what's going on. The board has decided that they're going to essentially not even be part of the NRA accountability. They're not going to report to the board of directors of the 501c4, which is the parent of the National Rifle Association Foundation. It's getting interesting. I don't know how they're going to handle this. They haven't responded, but I can tell you this. They're going to be hurting because they're going to drop this money into what sounds like the NRA Patriot Fund and the NRA Freedom Action. They want this money to be used in the competitions. They want it in those kind of programs. And it should be. And there's several other programs. But that's one that needs to be. The competition, anybody can tell you, and maybe David will talk about this when he launches his show, but the competitions are underfunded at headquarters. They truly are. And that's going to change because that's a fundamental base of what NRA was founded on. Now, other than marksmanship, competitions were next. So I'm glad to see all these things happen. We're probably going to start seeing the foundation return to its actual mission. You're going to probably see more transparency the way it sounds. I know a lot of the volunteers were worried about, is our merchandise going to be held up? Talked to a couple people I know that are still involved in the events. Sounds like that's probably okay, but there's other places to get merchandise if needed. I mean, it shouldn't be a big thing. I don't know if you read this, but the foundation got asked these questions. What is David Coy being paid? He's now the treasurer of the foundation. He replaced Skip. And they think it's around $205,000 a year, but they don't know his salary. They want to know how much Peter Chernborn is being paid as the CEO of the foundation, and are they paying marketing up to $12,500 a month for their services. None of this has been disclosed from the board of trustees of the foundation to the board of directors. Now, we have a problem when you're not reporting to those who actually oversee things. And they've kind of cut off communications from what I understand. So, you know, I want everybody to remember, NRA is not NRA Foundation, and NRA Foundation is not NRA, although they're intertwined. NRA is still the umbrella parent. And I think we're finally getting to the root of what's been the problem here all along. And it really wasn't an NRA problem. It was probably the trustees within the NRA Foundation Board. So, yeah, that's my take on it. I'll keep everybody updated. I think we're going to talk a little bit about this on Monday when I'm on with Michael. But I think it's an important thing. This needs to be, if you're an NRA member, keep your ear to the ground, because you're going to want to know this information. It's your group. It's your organization.
No doubt. Lee Peterson comes to the 701, and time for the Happy Ending Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, we slipped that in. Buckeye, Arizona, home invasion. Of course, it turned deadly when somebody decided to try and, you know, go where they shouldn't. An armed resident shot and killed an intruder. Ventilated him pretty good, the way it looked in the other stuff I've seen. He tried to break into this place. The Buckeye police responded because there was shots fired. They arrived and found a man inside suffering from gunshot wounds. Huh, imagine that. And he was pronounced dead. So the investigators said that the home was occupied by a mother and her two adult children. The family was inside when they heard someone banging on the door. This took place, it wasn't real late. It was 9 p.m., so not like some of these are in the morning. Banged on the door. The woman opened the door, was confronted by this guy who began forcing his way into it. When you look at the local reports, it wasn't like, hey, let me in. No, he was like trying to take her and go. One of the males, and it was basically one of her sons, he retrieved his self-defense gun, went over to the entrance. Guy kept coming. And let's just say that he decided he crossed the threshold and he ventilated that guy right there after warning him, and he's no more. He breathes no more. Not sucking oxygen, and the guy had a, imagine this, he had a rap sheet. It ain't in this one. When you go look into these guys always have a rap sheet. It's not their first time. So, happy ending. No one got hurt that was innocent. And we have another criminal who's now off the streets. I couldn't get a name. It's pretty new You know, as you know, it's January 18th. It's a pretty new ongoing investigation, so there were no names released just yet. And I can't tell you if he was an illegal or a legal person in the country, because so many of these seem like they go that way. So, yeah. Anyway, that's our happy ending chronicle of the week.
This is the 701, part of the 701 Worldwide Network.
Worldwide Network. There we go. See, you added to the name again. Yeah. So tonight, Friday night, 5 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Central, tune in to Blackbeard Logic with our friend Leon Francis. And I want to talk to Leon. I might have him sub for me next week because I'm going to be down in the hills enjoying the Black Hills Stock Show. So,
oh, there we go.
We'll see. And, of course, Sunday, every Sunday, 7 o'clock in the morning, Mountain, 8 o'clock Central, Sportsman Sunday Devotion with Pastor Vance Bishop. You don't want to miss that. He just does, like I said, does a great job of tying it all together, so we love that. And, of course, right here, every single Wednesday, I'm on with Guns in the 701 at 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central. And then, of course, Friday mornings, bright and early, you and me, Todd, right here at KFYR 550 a.m. and iHeartRadio. We're with Mitchell in the morning.
All right.
7:15 around 7:15 Mountain, 8:15 Central. So
always a pleasure to have you on, Clay.
Absolutely. It's been fun. You know what? We're coming up. Looked like when I was looking at the numbers here of when we started things, I think it's going to be like 2 years or something like that here in February.
Holy cow. Time flies when you're having fun, huh?
It does, don't it? So appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, and we'll keep going.
Absolutely. All right, Clay. Have a great weekend. You take care.
You too.
All righty. 8:15.